Mid-September, monsoons, warm weather, sand and rocks, mountains and me. I step out of my car into the light raindrops falling down from the stormy sky, cool on my skin. My Adidas Canadia trail shoes are ready for this hike. I decide to take a different path rather than my usual today. I take a path that has not been walked by thousands of people. I take a path that is ridden with rocks and cacti, where there is no specific walkway. I begin walking and go into the direction that my heart directs. The cool rain continues to drip down on me, and I continue to hike up the Rocky Mountain alone with spirit. The spirit of the mountains, rocks, rain, and the spirit inside me. The rocks are slippery, and I know that to continue hiking is dangerous. I hear thunder nearby, and I see lightning in the distance. But I feel so at peace here in this moment, towards the base of this mountain, and I imagine the bliss I will feel atop this mountain, so close to the clouds and the rain falling down. The rain falls harder as I make my way up the bare mountain. The rain is a refreshing complement to the early autumn heat of the Sonoran Desert. Then the rain slows and I stop for a moment, not to rest my body, but to embrace the beauty of the landscape that I find myself in. As I stand there, allowing my spirit to absorb all the wonderful energy that surrounds me, I glance to the ground, and there, on a rock, is a gecko. He is trying to soak up what little he can of the sparse sun shining through the stormy clouds. I name this gecko Bartholomew, and he will forever be my friend and in my thoughts. After photographing my new friend, whose spirit will forever be with me, I continue my climb. Finally at the top, I feel as though I can almost touch the clouds. I so enjoy being here, with the rain and the clouds, because it is so seldom that they come visit us here in the most southwestern part of Arizona. I sit on the ground, and not only do I see the beauty surrounding me, but I feel it in my heart and soul. I feel so connected with nature, and all the positive energy emanating from earth below, the rain above me, and the air around me. There is a tall white cross standing posted in the ground a few feet from where I sit, and I wonder who left it here. Why is it here, and what its purpose is? The rain becomes heavier and is falling quicker. Now I must leave my place of enchantment, for I know the longer I wait, the more difficult the climb down will be. I decide to walk down the other side of the mountain to explore new areas. As I am walking down, I find a small overhang, which has created a 5-foot by 5-foot shallow rock shelter. I sit and rest in the dry protection, and I contemplate the people from the past who must have used this small overhang for temporary shelter from the harsh elements of the Arizona desert. I think about the Native Americans who once roamed these areas, and I wonder if any of them sat in this spot where I now find myself, hiding from the rain. After pondering and daydreaming for a few moments, I stand and continue my hike down the dangerous mountain in the middle of a rare downpour in the Sonoran Desert.